Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
God dealt with me so completely. I was, in the early 90s, absolutely obsessed with romance novels. Loved to read them all the time, one after another, like chocolate candy. And, you know, some were a little bit over the top, some were not so bad, but honestly, all of them were rotten at the core. They weren't about God, they weren't about redemption, they were just about couples in love, shall we say. And they were escapist for me, Susie. I thought, how dangerous could this be? It doesn't, you know, I'm not out committing any of these things. I'm just getting away from it all like a Calgon bath. Take me away. But the truth is, they do take you away. They don't take you to a good place. They don't take you to a good place. And so I knew that's what God was asking me to give up completely. And so I went home from that event where I spoke and offered the invitation and went forward to my own invitation. And I absolutely packed them all in boxes and got rid of them. Hundreds of books.
Wow.
Little, you know, the little cheap mass market size, you know, those books. Hundreds.
Good for you. And I'm glad you shared that because someone might be listening today who needs the nudge and thinking, how hard can it be and who is it harming? But there is something. We all know when something's got us that we're serving it versus it's serving us, right?
Absolutely. And that was the difference there. I'm not talking about the occasional read. I really do allow people to be mature enough to know what they need to put in their heads. But you hit it. It had me. I didn't have it. And when God cleared that away for me, he absolutely set me free. And I discovered Christian fiction. First book I read was Francine Rivers, nothing like starting with the best of the best, with her Mark of the Lion series. And it was like, oh, Lord, I get it. This is fiction that actually does good things to my mind. It doesn't take me places I don't want to go, but it still thrills my heart. It wasn't too long after that that God began to work on my heart to write fiction. It would be years before it came, but do you see how he set me free from the darkness and brought me into an exciting new place of lightness?
Isn't that the thing, is we settle ourselves on the counterfeit. We don't even realize how it's diminishing us, but the original actually bears fruit in our lives and the lives of others. Others have been nourished by your fiction. There's not even a comparison to the muddy water and the living water, but we sometimes act like we'd have to settle to give up our muddy water, you know?
Muddy water. Wow. Yes, that's a brilliant phrase. I'll remember that. The opposite of living water. In fact, I was just reading about why it's called living water. I'm writing a book about the women of Easter right now, coming out next year, and we're talking about people had to be washed clean before they could celebrate the Passover. And the rule was the bath had to have some living water. In other words, it couldn't all just be an enclosed bath. It had to have access to an underground source of living water. Don't you love that? Mm. Otherwise, you wouldn't be clean.
Yeah.
So when Jesus talked about living water, they actually would have understood exactly what that meant. Who knows? The Bible is so rich. Susie, will we ever tire of unpacking it? So rich. Rich for us today. Life-changing for us today.
Mm.
And you don't have to like interpret it and sort through things. It speaks to truth right now. You don't, you know, just open it and start reading is what I always say to people. You know, though I love to write books about studying the Bible, you don't need my help, that's for sure. The Bible is everything we need. Mm. Find that translation that speaks to your heart and just go.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.